Begin the current daf, Masechet Chulin daf Ayin Tes. Begin 3 lines down at the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is we opened up the halacha of our perek, Oisev es benai, the prohibition of slaughtering a parent and a child animal on the same day. Now, there was a machlekes, what does this parent apply to? Is it only by a female, as the Chacham held, a mother and a child? Or, like Chananya said, even not only the mother, but even the father and the child, the Issur would also apply, as we conclude on the top of this Amid. So Amrav Huna Bar Chiya Amar Shmuel, he says, Hilchas like Chananya, Shmuel says, Halacha is like Chananya, that the Issur of Oisev es Benoi is not only the mother and the child, but even the father animal and the child is prohibited to slaughter on the same day. Says the Gemara, V'az de Shmuel Tameh, and Shmuel goes according to his reasoning elsewhere, where he holds up this halachic concept as Cheshishin Behemis Lezerahav, that the by animals we are concerned for the seed of the father, meaning there is paternal relationship, which means to say it makes a difference who the father of the animal is, not only the mother. And therefore, that was the concept of Chananya, where we're Cheshin Lezerahav, and therefore, that will also be Eisav Es Benoi, the fact that the father was slaughtered that day would make it prohibited to slaughter the child that day. And where do we find Shmuel? That's why he says, Halach is like Chananya, that he holds up this concept of Cheshin Lezerahav, is it's not like, we'll learn the Mishnah Masechet Klein. Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, and this is a different halachic concept, that of climb of mixed breeding, says Hanayladim in Hasus, regarding the an animal that's born from a female horse, Afapisha vin Chamor, even though their fathers are donkeys, that the halacha is Mutarin Zebezeb. These mules are permitted to mate, which although generally is forbidden to mate different species, here if you have a male mule, which a mule is the child of a horse and a donkey, but that could be in different ways depending on which one is the mother, which one is the father. So Yehuda says if you have a male donkey, a male mule that's the son of a female horse, with a female mule that is also the daughter of a female horse, we don't say that, oh, it's problematic, because you have in every mule is a composite of both a horse and a donkey, and therefore that's going to be a problem about mating with another mule. That is what Yehuda is saying, that no, we're not concerned for that, because what's known as memanavshach. Either way you look at it, it's not a problem, because if we consider the seed of the father, that makes both of these mules the same, because both of them have a father and a mother that's a donkey and that's a horse. Now, if we're not concerned for the seed of the father, so then they're both purely horses, because we go based on the mother. So either way, he says to Yehuda, these mules are permitted to mate with each other. Aval, but he says, regarding mules, that hanayladim in a chamor, if you have one of them that's born from a donkey, im hanayladim in a sus, but the other one, the mate, is born from a horse, then asum, then that's forbidden. For example, if you have that there's the one that's born from a female horse, that's forbidden to mate with a mule that's born from a female donkey. So although both of them, yeah, are mules, so therefore one parent was one and one was the other, but if one's mother was a horse and the other one's mother was a donkey, that's problematic, because maybe we don't consider the seed of the father. So that makes each one purely what the mother was, so this one's purely a horse and this one's purely a donkey, and it's forbidden to mate a donkey and a horse. So in that situation, it's forbidden to mate them because of the Isser of Klaim of mating different species. Now, on that Mishnah, Vamar Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda. Like the Tana, the Mishnah was saying, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar in Cheshin Lezerahav, that he says that we don't suspect, we don't consider the seed of the father. So that's why it's forbidden, because that means to say they're not the same species. This one's a horse and this one is a donkey, because you go based on the mother and the mothers were different. But says Shmuel, the sages say, all mules are the same thing, and therefore they're all permitted to mate, because all of them have the element of a donkey and a horse in them. Now, man chacham, who's the opinion of the sages? Chananyahu, it's Chananya. Like we said from the previous daf, he says, we do consider the seed of the father, because if we didn't, you would have no problem slaughtering the father and the child at the same day. We do consider it the father. We view him as a relationship to the child. And therefore, since we consider the seed of the father, so it comes out, v'hai bar susi v'chamra, this one has a parent that's a horse and a donkey, meaning his mother is a horse and his father is a donkey. V'hai bar chamra v'susi, and this one also has donkey and horse, where it's the opposite way, its mother is a donkey and its father is a horse, but kulo chada minininu, it's all the same thing, because they both have both. Now, from the fact that Shmuel called Hananya, in his terminology, the Chachamim Oimrim, obviously it's because he's considering them as the sages versus a singular opinion, the halacha is like the Chacham, and therefore he's obviously saying the halacha is like Hananya. That's the same idea that he was saying in the halacha context of our sugya, Eisev es Benai. Similar to the halacha of Klaim, we see that we are Chayshon L'Zara'av, we consider the seed of the father, that's why it's forbidden to slaughter the father and the child in the same day, and that's why it's also forbidden to mate certain combinations, because that's why it's actually permitted to mate all mules, like Hananya, because, yeah, we consider the father. So it's not purely a horse and this is purely a donkey, they're both a combination, and therefore it's permitted to mate them. Now, relating to this halacha, Ibaylo did the following question. Either the gear says, Mi Pashit or Mifshad Pshita, was it Pshita Lei L'Rabbi Yehuda? Was it obvious to Rabbi Yehuda that we just quoted? The Ein Chayshin L'Zarav, that, yeah, we don't consider the seed of the father. And that's why he said it's forbidden to mate, although they're both mules. They both are mixed breeds. However, since this one's mother was a horse and this one's mother was a donkey, so that's why you can't mate them, because we don't consider the seed of the father. Was it obvious to him? Or maybe he was in doubt. That's why it's forbidden. But it wasn't that it was clear that you don't consider the seed of the father. He just wasn't sure. And if we don't consider the seed of the father, then it's going to be forbidden. You're right, if we do, then it would be permitted. But he doesn't know. He was in doubt. Which one? Was it obvious to him that we don't consider, or was it in doubt? Says the Gemara, L'mai nafkamina, what's the halachic relevancy? Says the Gemara, it's l'mishri pri im ha'em. It's to permit the seed, the child, with the mother. Meaning, if you have a mule that's the son of a mother that's a horse, is that mule permitted to mate with a female horse? As the Gemara explains. If you say it was obvious to him that we don't consider the seed of the father, so pre-imayim shari. So this type of mule is permitted with the same species as his mother, because he's purely based on the seed of his mother. So if his mother was a horse, permitted with horses. Mother was a donkey, he's permitted with donkeys. L-E, or the Gemara says, V-E, amrit svukim esavkile. But if you say he was in doubt, then pre-imayim aser. Then this product, with the species of its mother, it's forbidden, because maybe we are concerned, maybe we do. Maybe if he's in doubt, maybe we consider as astringently the other side, that the seed of the father, which was different. And therefore he's not permitted to mate with the same species of his mother. My, what's the halacha? What was it that Rabbi Yehuda held? Says Gemara, Tashma, let's prove from that Mishnah that we quoted before from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, he says, Kol ha'nayladim en asos, all these mules that are born from a horse, that's their mother. Even though their fathers are donkeys, you're permitted to mate these mules one with the other, a male and a female. Now, explains the Gemara Hechadami, what's the case that he's talking about? If it's talking about that the male and female that were mating, both their parents were mother horses and their fathers were both donkeys, well then, Tzrich L'Meimah, would it be necessary to say, of course they're the same species. Why would Rabbi Yehuda be telling us that? Elalav, rather, isn't it talking about that? No, Davu Dahai Sus. The father of one of them, not only was its mother horse, but its father was a horse. I mean, we're talking about a pure horse. Davu Dahai Chamar. And the father of this one was a donkey. V'katani Mutarm Zem Zeh. And still, Rabbi Yehuda says, permitted to mate them. In other words, what Rabbi Yehuda essentially is saying is that you're allowed to mate a complete horse with a mule that its mother was a horse. Now, although the wording is Shavin Chamar, Rashi explains, it means to say its father of the mule was a donkey. And that's the chiddush that he's saying, that even though this one's father was a donkey, but since his mother was a horse, it's allowed to mate with a complete horse. Obviously, it was obvious to him that Ein Chayshin, no, not even as a stringency, we don't consider the seed of the father at all. Says Gemara, Loi, no. La'ilam, truthfully, I'll tell you that he was in doubt if we consider the seed of the father. Because Davuda Hai Chamor Vavuda Hai Chamor, the case that the Mishnah is talking about is that both their fathers were donkeys and both their mothers were horses. And that's why he says that those that are born from horses and from donkeys are permitted one with the other. As we said before, Mimalam Shachi, the way you look at it, if you don't consider the seed of the father, so they're both horses. If you do, then they're both donkeys and horses. So they're the same species, the same breed. Now, with the commentary, remember this that you said, okay, so what's it necessary to say? Obviously, if they're both the same species, what would the Chiddush be saying? So, no, Mao de Tema, what would you say that maybe it should be forbidden that these mules, that both of them have father and mother's horses and donkeys, that maybe they actually should be forbidden one with the other? Why? Because maybe that we do suspect the seed of the father. and that it's not purely that, let's say, they're both horses from the mother. Now, but still, aren't they the same species? Aren't they both the child of a father donkey and a mother horse? Yeah, but still, asi tzad desus mishtamish b'tzad chamar. On some level, each one is half horse, half donkey. So maybe you'll say that the horse in this animal is mating with the donkey of the other animal. And the donkey part of this animal is mating with the horse part of that animal, and therefore that would be forbidden because of klayim. Kamash malan, that's what we could say, that no, we don't say that, because it's not that like you have a distinct horse element and it's a distinct donkey element in this mule. No, you don't mention sides anymore. The seed get all mixed up together and it creates a distinct species, which is its own species, that of a mule, just like a horse is a species, so too is a donkey is a species, and so too a mule is a species, and that's the case if you just told him that it's permitted, and therefore there's no raya, what he would hold, regarding mating with the species of its mother. So the Mishnah says, Toshma, let's bring a different raya from a brisa. Again, trying to confirm Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda, he says the following halacha. He says, Pir desha tava, regarding a female mule that wants to mate. So, ein maravina leha loisus lechamor, we cannot mate with it, put it that it should mate a horse or a donkey, elamina, only its same species, a mule, a male mule. Says the Gemara, v'yamrit mifshat pshitilena, if you say that it was obvious to Rabbi Huda that we don't consider the seed of the father, it's purely what its mother was. So, lirva Allah mina di'ima. So, why do you have to mate with it just a mule? Whatever is the type that its mother was, whether it be a horse or a donkey, it could mate even with that species too. Obviously, that it wasn't obvious to him that it was actually in doubt. And that's why it can't mate with the species of its mother. Says the Gemara, no. Delayadina mina di'ima mai nihu. It's talking about a case where we don't know it's a mule, it's a mixed breed. We don't know which one was his mother. Was it a horse or was it a donkey? And that's why it can't mate with the species of its mother. But that is the Gemara, but v'elamina k'tani, how could you say that? It says it could only mate with its species, and meaning to say a mule. Now the thing is, if you don't know if it's the daughter of a mother horse or a mother donkey, then what type of a mule is Rabbi Huda saying that you'll mate with it? Rabbi Huda, we quoted before, says that those who are born from a female horse are forbidden to mate with a mule that's born from a female donkey. So, how can you mate it with its type, which is another mule, but you can't? Which type of mule are you going to use? If it's going to be a mule that has a mother horse, this one might be the mother donkey. If it's a mule that has a male, the other type, then it's going to have the other type. So how are you going to do that if you don't know what its mother is? And there has to be that mother. Says Gemara, no, you're right. This is actually what Rebbe was saying. Ein mar bein aleha, you can't mate on this mule, loy minsus, nothing that's like a species of a horse, meaning not a complete horse, and neither a mule that's the son of a mother horse, and neither can you mate with it any donkey, meaning a full-fledged donkey, or if its mother was a mule's mother was a donkey, lafisha in your demimina. You're right, because we don't know what its species is, and therefore, meaning when you said the words, the only thing you could mate with it is mina. What he meant to say was, until you know from which species is its mother. Because you're right, since we're told that you don't know, you can't mate with it any type. Now, that is the Gemara, but why? You're saying that the reason why you can't mate with it any type is because you don't know what its mother was. But v'libdik b'simanim, you could ascertain it, you could figure it out by certain signs that signal what was this mule's mother. Because the Amar Abaye said, Avi Kali, if the mule has a thick, deep voice, bar chamar, that means to say it's the son of its mother was a donkey, which is the deeper type. Son of Kale, and if its voice is clear, which is a type of like a shrill voice of horses, so then Bar Susi, then you know its mother was a horse. And so to Amar Papa, he says, Raver van Udne, if it has large ears, Vizutra Kunufse, and it has a short tail, Bar Chamar, then you know that its mother was a donkey. Zutrin Udne, Viraba Kunufse, if it has small ears and a large tail, then Bar Susi, then you know that its mother was a horse. So, why don't you know what its mother is? Just look at the signs. Says the Gemara, you know, Hoch my skin, what we're talking about over here, is bilemis vigidemis. It's mute, so you can't figure out from its voice. And it's also amputated from its tail and from its ear, so you can't figure out what the signs. And that's the case you're just talking about. Therefore, there's no right. Says the Gemara, so my havelah, so what was the conclusion? What is it, so we didn't prove it, what did Rabbi Huda hold? Was it mifshat pshitele that yinach chesh nazarab, or was it mesuk misafkele? Says the Gemara, Toshma, it's being a raya from an amaroic statement. He says, "Hakol ma'idim." Everyone agrees. Bepri imho aim sha'aser. The product that is the mule with the species of its mother, which always that means to say the father is a different type, is forbidden with the type of its own mother. Why? Because, obviously, because of the species of its father. So obviously, one thing we can infer, although Rabbi Yehuda said that we're not concerned for the Zera'av, so what would be forbidden with the seed of its mother, is because it was only Safuki Misafkele. He was in doubt if Chayshin. So you can't consider it for the good, but for the bad, for the stringency, you do have to consider it, and therefore it's a raya that it wasn't obvious to him, it was just Safuki Misafkele. He wasn't sure if the Zera'av is considered, and therefore it comes out as a stringency in the laws of Klaim, but it works the other way too, where it's not permitted for the mule to mate with the species of its mother. Now the Gemara brings a story illustrating these halachas that Omalei Reb Abba l'Shamoi. Reb Abba said to his attendant, either the gear says ki or e, ima ayilisli kudniyasi, if you're going to go ahead and bring for me these two mules, berispik, to attach it to the wagon that they were riding in. So he says, ayin lahanach de damin lahadodi. So I want you to first analyze those two mules to see that they're similar in their ears and in their tails. Like we mentioned before, that's from the signs to ascertain which one was its mother. And the problem would be because of climb. Now that I have different types of animals pulling a wagon together. So I wanted to make sure they're both the same type of mule. And then vayali, and then bring it to me, then attach it to the wagon. Says the Gemara, Al Maksaver ain't Chayshin LaZera'av. So first of all, we see that he paskined, that we're not concerned, we don't consider the seed of the father. And that's why he was concerned for a problem of Klayim, because if one's mother is a donkey and one mother's a horse, then we consider them as different types. Because if he held that we do consider the seed of the father, then they would be the same anyway, because both of them have both sides. So who cares that this one's a mother, this one's a donkey? That means the other one's father is the opposite, so they're both the same mixed breed. So first of all, obviously we see that we don't consider the seed of the father. We only go based on the mother. And that's why, even though they're both mules, if one's mother is one type and the other one's a different type, it'd be a problem of climb, like having a donkey and a horse pulling together. Therefore, he said, go ascertain and decide, then you can figure out if they both have the same mother. As a continuum and bays, the second point we see from this story is of a simon deraisa, that the reliance on signs is a biblical concept which you could even permit a prohibition of climb with. So obviously, this tells us that regarding the halacha, that we rely on signs when returning a lost object, that someone gives definitive signs that it's his, as the Gemara says in Eil Metzis and B'Metzia Chav Zayin Min Aleph, that that's a biblical halacha, because it would be rabbinic, although you could say that the Rabbanan make rabbinic enactments regarding monetary law as the halacha concept of Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, that they could say that this money is not his, it's this person's money, but can you do that by prohibitory law? That you can't do. Obviously, it's a biblical concept, because the Gemara in Eil Metzias actually asks it as a question. Are simon deraisa or is it rabbanan? From here, from this incident, you see that he held that simonim are deraisa. Now, continuing to turn about the braisa, I'm recording this in the previous daf, going back to the halacha of our perek, Eisei ves benoi, the prohibition of slaughtering a parent and its child on the same day, noyig beklayim ubekai, applies to mixed breeds, and it applies to a koi. A koi is also a mixed breed, but it's a specific mixed breed. It's a mixed breed of an animal, which is a behemoth, and a chaya of a wild animal, which is from, if its father is a male goat, and its mother is a female deer, although the pasuk, when it's talking about oitzebes benoi, says shor oi chesef, and it doesn't say tzviva ayil, it doesn't talk about chaya, it only says by behemoths. In spite of that, that's what the Tanna Kama says, that the iser of koi will apply in the halacha of Eisav es Benoi. Whereas Rabbi Yazim, he disagrees. He says, no, Klayim haba min ezum min rachel, regarding a mixed breed, which is all from different types of sheep, which is if from one parent was a goat and one was a sheep. So then Eisav es Benoi noigbay. So then the Isser of Eisav es Benoi will apply, like the pasuk is talking about a seh. But Kai, a mixed breed of a behemoth and a chaya, then the Isser of Eisav es Benoi will not apply, and that will not be a violation of slaughtering the parent and the child on the same day. Now, Amar Rav Chisda qualifies, and he says, Eizehu kai shnechelku by Rabbi Elazar v'Chacham. What is the case of this kai that Rabbi Elazar v'Chacham are disagreement in, which this whole premise is excluding from Aman D'Amar that we're going to quote on the next daf, that holds that actually a kai was its own unique creature. It's not a mixed breed. And that Rav Chisda is saying that, no, we're talking about a mixed breed, but what type of mixed breed are we talking about? Specifically, which kai, because it's when one parent is a chaya and one parent is a behema, but which type exactly, because like which one is the male, which one's the female, that we're describing as the kai, that is the machlekes Rav Elazar and the Chacham. So says Rav Chisda, Zeh haba min hatoyash u min hatzviya. It's this child that the father was a male goat and its mother was a female deer. So says the Gemara, Hechidame, what's the case talking about? If it's talking about, like we said, that the father is a male goat, the mother is a deer, and they have a child. Then you slaughter, as everyone agrees that it applies, we'll go with that terminology, that the mother is the parent, which is the deer, and slaughtering its child on the same day, that's the case that they're discussing regarding if that's violating Oisav es Benai. How, says the Gemara, how could that be the case that they dispute? But Rav Chizr said, Hakol Maidim. Everyone agrees, Behit Tzviya, if the mother was the deer, Ubinat Yash, and the child was a male goat, because the father was a male goat, Shepater, that everyone agrees that there is an exemption, there's no violation of Isabet's Benayiba there. Why? Because Seu Benayim Rachman, the Torah says, you're not allowed to slaughter a sheep and its son on the same day. Which tells us, not if the parent is a deer and its son. If the parent is a deer, which in this case the mother is a deer, that's not violating seh b'nai, because the parent was not a seh. So that can't be the case that they're disagreeing, because everyone would agree over there. Eller rather says the Gemara, the opposite. No, so the father was the deer, and the mother was the goat, and they had a child. And then you're slaughtering the mother and the child. Oh, that's the case that they're disputing. This is a koi, the combination of behem and chaya. And that's the Gemara. No, that can't be either. Because for Amr Rav Chizda, he says, Hakol Moidim, everyone agrees in this case too, the opposite direction. If the mother is a female goat, and the father was a deer, so therefore, and the son was a deer, that everyone agrees that there is going to be a liability. Why? Because Selm Rachman, the Torah says the mother, the parent, has to be a sheep, and here she is. Ubenoi, and here the son, although the son is a deer, but Kaldahu. It's only by the mother that the Torah is particular that she should be a behemoth. But regarding the son, the Torah wasn't particular. It didn't say what species, it just said Benoi. Even if the son is a chaya, is a wild animal, because the father was a deer. So that can't be the case either that they disagree. So says Igmar, no, La'ilam b'tiyash habala tzviya. Truthfully, it's like we opened up the case that we described. The father is a male goat that mated with a female deer, the Yolda Bas. But we're just going one generation later. Then they had a daughter, Ubas Yolda Ben. That daughter then had a son, which not specifically a son, it would be the same thing as a daughter. But V'kashachad Lo Lebra, we slaughtered the child and its child. That's the machlekes. And what's the machlekes? Rabbanan Savri Cheshin Lazara Av. The Rabbanan held that we consider the seed of the father, and this is where it continues from the previous Gemara's discussion. Now, therefore, that means to say this mother, which was the product of this inter-species breeding, which this mother is partially a seh, because one of our parents was a seh. Now, and moreover, which parent was that? It was its father. And the Chacham hold that we consider the seed of the father. So, moreover, v'seh, this that the Torah says that the Isser is if the parent, which again, this is that child, which its child, the Torah says that the Isser is the seh, v'afil mikta seh, that applies even if it's partially a seh, and it's partially a seh from its father. So that's why there's a liability in Oisav es Benai, which, meaning the parent over here is the koi, and the koi with its child is going to be a liability. Whereas Rebbe Elazar saw, but he held, no, ein cheshen lezera av. We don't consider the seed of the father. So therefore, v'sev afila miktaseh lo yamrin. And in this situation, you're not going to say that it's even a partial seh, because it doesn't even have a partial seh. It's totally not a seh, because it's totally a deer, because its mother is the primary seed, and the mother was a deer, and the father, which is not considered, was the one that's the seh. We don't consider that. And that's why he holds that there's not going to be a halacha of Isav es Benai if the parent is a kai. But that is the Gemara, if that's the interpretation, then Veliflik, let them just disagree about, which seems to be the basic point that they're disagreeing about anyway, but Cheshen Lezera Av, let them just disagree, do we consider the seed of the father or not, which is Bepluktad the Chananya of Rabbanan, is this Machlegis that we had quoted before of Chananya and Rabbanan, and say, Rabbi Eliezer says that it does not apply by males, and say according to Rabbanan, it does. And therefore, if it does apply to males, then you'll go on to the next step and say, oh, we do consider the seed or we don't consider. So then obviously that will relate then to the kai. Because you're considering the seed of the father, then it's going to apply because it is seh, which includes mikzah seh too. Why say specifically in this secondary case when you could say in the primary concept? It says, no, because ipligibahi, had they only disagreed about, which is there machlokes? If you chesh lezera av or not, then hava mina b'hadin. I would have said in the case we just described that we're saying that they do dispute, I would have said that actually afal rabbana maidu, that even the rabbana would agree that one would be exempt from ma'isa bes benai. Because even though, yeah, we're saying that they hold that you consider the seed of the father, but maybe you would say that there's not even, that I mean that all you have over here, like we're saying, is a partial seh. And maybe I would say, according to Rabbanan, that the seh v'fela makes the seh lo yaminan, that we don't say it's enough to be and sufficient to be a partial seh. Kamash Malan, that's why you have to say it in this case, that yes, cheshen l'zera'av, so therefore it's a partial seh. And that was the added chiddush that we're saying, that that's enough, that's sufficient to be considered a seh, to be violating seh v'esbenai of the isra of isra v'esbenai. Now, based on this interpretation of this previous machlokes, the Gemara asks the following question. But it's not. Now, this that we learned in the Mishnah later on, the Pegimel Beis, it says, this Kai, which again is this mixed breed between the deer and the goat, ain't Sheikh Din Isa B'Yamtiv. So this Kai, you can't slaughter on Yamtiv. Why? Because halachically, you can't cover, which, if it's a Chaya, the halacha is that you have to cover its blood. If it's a behema, then you don't. Now, this kai, which is a mixed breed of chai and behema, you can't cover its blood, and there's a problem about covering the blood with the dirt of the ground, which has Yom Tov and Shabbos violations. So you can't, out of doubt, go ahead and cover it if you went ahead and slaughtered it. So initially, you're not allowed to slaughter the kai and Yom Tov because you're not sure. You might have to cover it, but you might not. And so what do? So you can't slaughter such an animal on Yom Tov. But says the Mishnah, Vim Shachta Im Chasna Esdam, if you went ahead and slaughtered on Yom Tov, so then you don't cover its blood. So says the Gemara, B'mayiskin, and what exactly is the case of that Mishnah? As the Gemara explains, Ilim B'tyash Habal Atzviya B'yolda, if it's talking about where its father was a goat, its mother was a deer, and they had this child, this Kai. And that's the case that we're talking about. And that is the Gemara, but how would we understand the halacha of the Mishnah then? Bein l'rabbanan, bein l'rabbalazer, lishchayt v'lechasi. If that's the case, according to both of them, you should be able to slaughter the kohen yom tov and cover its blood. Why? Because from its mother, it's a tzvi, it's a deer. And everyone agrees that you consider the seed of the mother, which that requires covering the blood. Now, even if we consider the seed of the father, but it at least is partially a deer. And you said before, according to everyone, when you do have a partial element, then it's obligating the mitzvahs that apply to that element. It's just that we said before, according to one mandam, it didn't even have the partial. When it has partial, everyone agrees that halacha would apply. So since the Torah says that a deer, all types of chayas, is obligated to cover its blood when it's slaughtered, so if a fellow makes a tzvi, so that includes even a partial deer. So why in that halacha the Mishnah, according to any mandama, would it be that you can't slaughter and then you wouldn't cover the blood? Why slaughter and cover the blood? So the other says the Gemara, no, the other way around. We're talking about that the father was a deer, and the mother was a goat, and they had a child. And that's this kai, where the only element of deer in this child is from its father's seed. But still asks the Gemara, why don't you slaughter? We understand maybe why you wouldn't cover the blood, but why does the Mishnah say you don't slaughter? Because either Rabbanan, if the Tana of that Mishnah is Rabbanan, who say you consider the seed of the father, then actually it's even something that is supposed to have its blood covered, because you consider the seed of the father, which makes it partially a deer, which is enough. So actually, lishul v'lechasi, according to the Rabbanan, what do you mean? You should be able to slaughter and cover the blood. But even ilu Rabbi Lazar, but even according to Rabbi Lazar, it's a bona fide and it's totally a behema. And there's no doubt here at all, because he does not consider the seed of the father at all, so it does not have any element of tzvi in it. So, okay, lishchit v'lechasi, at least be able to slaughter it. Of course you're not going to cover the blood because it's not a chaya, but why can't you slaughter it? It's a behema. So says the Gemara, lo'ilam mitzvi ha'bal atyasha. Now, the case that we're talking about is like the case we just described, that it's the father is a deer and its mother is a goat. Now, and v'rabbanan, it's going like Rabbanan. Now, although we had said before in the halach of Eisav es benoi that according to Rabbanan that there's going to be a chiyuv because they consider the seed of the father, says the Gemara now, it's not because it was pashut, like we said, mifshut pshitale, it wasn't obvious to the Rabbanan that we consider the seed of the father. Rather, safuki misafkal, who they were in doubt, icheshin lezera'av, i'in cheshishin. They weren't sure if we consider the seed of the father or not. Oh, so therefore it comes out stringencies in different halachas. Regarding Eisev es benoi, when you have the male goat who mates with the female deer, you have to go stringently. And we say, okay, you got to consider the seed of the father, and therefore it's partially a seh. Oh, so seh ves benoi applies to the Isra of Eisev es benoi. Now, but additionally, the other way too, by covering its blood on Yom Tov, we also go stringently. When you have a male deer that mates with a female goat, you can't slaughter it on Yom Tov. Why? Because maybe we suspect the seed of the father. Now, we require, when you have a deer, or even a partial deer, the halacha is, okay, you have to cover its blood. However, in this case, you cannot cover the blood because maybe the seed of the father is not relevant. And it has no animal element, wild animal element, no chayah to it at all. And then he's going to be doing chil yom tov. That's why the chacham were saying, yeah, in this situation, we don't know if it has any element of chayah, because we don't know if we're chayish lezerav. And therefore, you cannot slaughter. And if you do slaughter, you're not going to cover the blood. But then the Gemara continues asking his questions. So, umid rabbanan misafkalu, from the, now that we just described and we qualified the pin rabbanan. And we said that, or this that we're saying all along, that the choshen lezera'av was only out of doubt, as we just proved in the halach of kisadam. So it comes out, so according to Rabbi Yezer, that he says that there is no halach of isav es benai, means to say, even out of doubt, he holds there's no isav es benai. Because pshitele, it was obvious to him that, no, we don't consider the seed of the father at all. But then we have a different question. V'had d'tanya, but then this that we learned in the Braisa, and regarding a different halacha context. Hazraya, the forearms, v'alachayayim, and the jaws, v'hakeva, and the maws, one of the stomachs of an animal, which is that a person that slaughters any animal has to give these as gifts to the kayin. Now, the pasuk in that halacha says, imshar imseh, like it says in Dvarim Yudches, which sounds like it's only applying to behemoths, which was what Sharon says, ox and sheep. Sounds like it does not apply to chayis, to wild animals. Now, however, the Chacham say, the Tanakhama of this Braisa, Noigin Bekoya Beklaim, however, it applies, this halacha that you have to give from a slaughtered animal, the Bayekoy, by this mixed breed of a deer and a goat, Ubeklaim, and by any mixed breed, let's say where its father is a goat and its mother is a sheep. Now, Rabbi Yazim, he says, well, Klayim Habom and Ezim and Arachil, regarding a mixed breed, but it's all in the category of Seh, where one parent is a goat, one parent is a sheep. So that's chay b'matan. So that's obligated to count the gifts of the jaw, the maw, and the forearms to give it to the kai. But min akai, but from a kai, which is coming from a father goat and a female deer, so that's patim min matan. That's going to be exempt from the count of gifts. Says the Gemara b'mayiskin. What is the case that we're talking about over here by kai? That's the dispute between the Eliezer and the Chacham. If you think we're talking about a case where the father was a goat and the mother was a deer and they had a child. Now, if you don't consider the seed of the father, that means to say this kai doesn't have any element of set in it. So, so we could understand the opinion of Eliezer that he said this type of a kai is exempt from all kind of gifts. Because ksaver, set, vafil mikta set, lo yaminin, he holds in this situation. Again, not that he doesn't hold of mikzah seh, but in this situation, there is not even mikzah seh, like we said, because it's obvious to him, as the Gemara was explaining up until now, that we don't consider the seed of the father at all. So therefore, it doesn't have any element of seh whatsoever. We only go based on its mother, and its mother was a chaya, not a behema. So therefore, we understand it's not a seh at all, and you're not going to give kind of gifts. El Rabbana, but our question is according to the Rabbana. Because nehi diksavri seh v'fil mikzah seh, although we understand that they hold that when it says seh, it means even if it's partially a seh. So let's say where it's considered a seh from its mother. However, over here in this situation, where it's only a seh from its father, because its father was a tyash and its mother was a tzviya, so the halacha we had said, according to Rabbanan, they're not sure if we consider the seed of the father or not. So the Gemara continues explaining what its question is. So bishlim apalga, so we understand of half of these kahana gifts, that we understand that there's not going to be a question, that it's obvious that lo yohevle, we know, and that won't be a problem in our interpretation, that you're not going to give half of the arms, half of the jaws, that we're not going to give half of that to the kohen, because you're right, even though we suspect the seed of the father, and like we're saying that when it says in the Torah that a seh, you have to give the kahana gifts to the kohen, includes even mikta seh, but we're not going to obligate more than the half which has on it the element of seh. Because since it's possible to split it up, what you're going to give from these jaw, maw, and all these things, you'll only give the half of this kai, because the kai is half deer, half seh, you'll give the half of it which is that of the sheep. But you'll keep the half of it which is coming from the from the deer part of it, as the Gemara brings such a man da amar later on, daf kof lamad beis amud aleph, that since it's possible to split it, you'll split the mixed breed part of it. Now, this that the it says that according to Rabbanan, it's noyagin. So yeah, as the Gemara will shortly explain such an idea, that's only told on half of the gifts, because maybe we do suspect the seed of the father, and in that half, it is a seh. So that makes sense to us. But what is difficult to us is but idach palga, but this other half itself, that we're saying, okay, that half, because we suspect the Rabbanah are going to obligate to give that half to the Kayin, but on that half itself, I mean, the other half, that's the deer part, okay, he won't give that half. And although the Rabbans say that you have to give it, it means the half that's the set. But on that half, why do you have to give that to the Kayin? The Kayin is what's called a Maitzi Mechaver. He's trying to collect his crown of gifts from this Yisrael who's slaughtering an animal. Now, we know that halacha is, whenever there's a situation of doubt, that halacha is HaMaitzi Mechaver, all of a raya, who someone is trying to collect, the onus of proof is incumbent upon him. So lay malay, let the Yisrael owner tell the Kayin, I see Raya, you bring a proof. Remember, according to Rabbanan, they themselves are not clear if we're Cheshen Lazera'av. So let the Yisrael tell the Kayin, bring a proof to Cheshen Lazera'av, Vishakal. Prove that we consider the seed of the father, and then you go ahead and take that half, which has the half of the father, of that of the sheep. But as long as you don't bring a proof, even that half you're not going to get, because it's not even mixed to seven. So why did the Rabbanan say that you have to give, even as we're explaining and interpreting, half of the gifts? You shouldn't have to give anything. So the rather says the Gemara, you're right. We're talking about b'tzvi habala t'yashav yalda. The father is the deer, and the mother is the goat, and they have this child, this kai, where now the element of this child has a seh in it from its mother, which again, according to everyone, we consider. So now says the Gemara, the question is the other way. Bishlam of the Rabbanon, so we understand the opinion of the Rabbanon, that although they're in doubt, do we consider the seed of the father or not? So maybe it's not a total seh, but, you know, the question that then would be, okay, so then why are we going to give all the gifts to the Kayin? You could say, you're right. My chayv, as we had mentioned this before, what do the Rabbanon mean when they say you have to give these Kohanim gifts to the Kohen? It means b'chatzi matanis. It means only half of them. Because you're right, at least half of it, which we shall consider, which is this part of the mother, which is a seh. But you're right, the other half, we would say, no, bring a proof that we don't consider the seed of the father, and then it's totally a seh, and then you can take it. But maybe not. Maybe we do our cheshon lezera'av. Maybe it's only halfway a seh, because the father is a deer. So that we could explain, we could understand that opinion of Rabbanim. But El Rebbe Yezer, according to Rebbe Yezer, L'chayiv B'kuli Matanis. The way we're explaining the case, according to Rebbe Yezer, to the contrary, he says you're not obligated in any, you should be obligated in all of the gifts. Because as we explained his opinion up until now, he held that, no, it was obvious to him that we don't consider the seed of the father. So we only consider the seed of the mother? The mother is the sheep, is the goat. So it's totally a set. So you should have to give all of it to the kind. Why say you don't give any? So says the Gemara, no, la'olam b'tzvi habala t'yashav yalda. The case like we just described. The father is the deer, and the mother is the goat, and they had this child, the kai. But Rebbe Eliezer, na misafuk misafkele, icheshen lezera'av olay. But you're right, Rebbe Eliezer also was in doubt, do we consider the seed of the father or not? Which the Gemara, the next daf, Rebbe Papa will explain all these braises, all these mishnayos, the halachas, both of Esav es benoy, and the halach of kisa adam, and that of the Kana gifts, which has relevancy regarding do we consider a seh, do we consider it a chaya? And he's going to explain in detail how that comes out. But first, the Gemara asks, so, b'kivin the Rabbanon misafkelu. But if you tell me the Rabbanon are in doubt, if a cheshon lezera avana, and you tell me now the Rabbi Yezim misafkelu that he's also in doubt, so, but my pligi, so then what are they disagreeing about? How do we understand, which again we'll go through in detail in next daf, how that relates to all the cases, but even in the case we just described, what are they disagreeing about if you give the Kana gifts or not? So that says the Gemara on the top of Pei Amud Aleph, which is a concept that the Gemara was avoiding up until now, is b'sev afilu miktzaseh. It's in the halachic concept which we were assuming that everyone does say. Now we're saying that the point of their contention is when the halacha says it has to be a seh, does that even include a partial seh? Again, as Rabbi Papa will explain on the next daf, Rabbanan savri sev afilu miktzaseh. Rabbanan hold when it says seh, it includes even if it's a partial seh. So if it's even a partial seh, so then, you can say that the halacha will apply. But again, Rebbe Eliezer holds that you don't say that. And if it says seh, it's not going to include a partial seh. So therefore, that's where the relevancy is going to come up. We're not sure, according to both of them, do we consider the seed of the father or not. But that's going to be the ramifications that, okay, even if we do, but in some cases, the most you're going to say is that it's is that it's a partial seh. But partial seh is not enough. And then again, that will explain the last halacha that we just said, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's not going to be chayven any matanis because, okay, the most is going to be, even if we consider the seed of the father, is going to be a partial seh. But again, partial seh is not going to count because it has to be a full-fledged seh. And again, all the halachas will be clarified in the next daf with the opinion of Rav Papa in the beginning of the Amud.